Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, especially in this day and age. The impact of social media on our mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to everyone else? You scroll through perfectly curated feeds, and suddenly your own life feels, well, not so perfect, right? It happens to all of us. But today, we're going to unpack this a little, figure out how it affects us, and most importantly, learn how to navigate it in a way that actually benefits our mental well-being. Because guess what? You deserve to feel good about yourself, both online and offline. So let's get real. Social media can be amazing. Connecting with friends and family, discovering new things, even finding support groups is incredible. But there's a flip side. We often get caught up in this highlight reel of other people's lives, forgetting that what we see is just a tiny snippet, carefully curated to look its best. It can lead to feelings of inadequacy, anxiety, and even depression if we're not careful. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand the impact of social media on your mental health. Firstly, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, stop comparing yourself to others online. Every single person has their own journey, their own struggles, and their own successes. What works for one person might not work for another. Instead of focusing on what you don't have or feel like you lack, celebrate your own unique strengths and accomplishments. Secondly, be mindful of the content you consume. It's like choosing your food. Would you fill your plate with junk food every day? Probably not. Social media is similar. If you find yourself scrolling for accounts that make you feel negative, anxious, or just unfollow them. Surround yourself with positive, uplifting content that inspires and motivates you. Thirdly, practice digital detox. Yes, I said it, take a break from the screens. Put your phone down, step away from the computer, and reconnect with the real world. Go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, read a book, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. Trust me, you'll feel so much better afterwards. Fourthly, remember that social media is not real life. Those perfectly posed pictures, those witty captions, those seemingly flawless lives, it's all a curated illusion. People tend to share their highlights, not their struggles. So don't let the highlight reel of others' lives define your own worth or happiness. And lastly, remember that you are worthy of love and connection, regardless of your social media presence. Your value doesn't come from likes, comments, or followers. You are a unique and beautiful soul deserving of genuine connections and meaningful experiences. Don't let social media dictate your self-worth. Now imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram after a tough day at work. You see someone posting about their amazing dinner party, their perfectly styled outfits, their exciting weekend getaways, all while you're feeling stressed, tired, and maybe a little bit lonely. It can be tempting to get caught up in that comparison trap, right? But remember what we talked about. Social media is not real life. That person likely had bad days too. They probably struggle with insecurities just like everyone else. And their perfect picture doesn't erase your own struggles or achievements. Take a deep breath, remind yourself of your strengths, and focus on the things that bring you joy in your own life. Maybe it's calling a friend, taking a hot bath, or simply enjoying a quiet moment to yourself. These are the moments that truly matter. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate social media in a way that supports your mental well-being. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Be mindful of your content. Practice digital detox. Remember, social media isn't real life. And most importantly, know your worth. You are beautiful, you are capable, and you deserve happiness both online and offline. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your strategies for staying positive on social media? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on Instagram at Laura Bennett. Here, let's keep this conversation going. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily affirmations. Keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.